The town of the Blue Mountains is going to look at a number of town properties as a possible new home for Events for Life. At a recent Committee of the Whole meeting, Council unanimously voted in favor of a resolution that will see the town examine a number of town-owned properties that could become the site of a permanent new home for Events for Life. The properties include the Cameron Shores Tennis Courts property on Peel Street North, the Old Thornberry Landfill property, the north part of 125 Peel Street and 171 King Street. In addition to looking at those properties as the site of a potential new home for Events for Life, the town will also consider tennis courts, an indoor racket facility, or selling the properties. Last summer, Events for Life approached the town for assistance in finding a new permanent home. The organization, which provides support to adults with intellectual disabilities, asked the town to consider providing land for the project. Events for Life needs 3 to 5 acres of serviced land within walking distance of downtown Thornberry for the project. Events for Life currently operates its programming out of 2 locations, Beaver Creek Farms and Blue Mountain Community Church. The organization provides support and recreational activities to adults with intellectual disabilities and operates a successful day program. Events for Life also operates a cafe at the Beaver Valley Community Center during the winter months. Events for Life participants do not live at the organization's facilities. An initial report from town staff indicated the Peel Street North Tennis Courts property would suit the needs of Events for Life almost perfectly. However, there were concerns that possible direction was premature as council was still deciding what to do with the tennis courts on the land. A private tennis club, Cameron Shores Tennis Club, currently uses the courts on Peel Street North and approached town council in March asking for a new long-term lease so the club could invest in upgrades to the court. In June, council asked for a staff report about the future of the property with relation to the tennis facility on the land, as the town has money in its budget to build new tennis courts. At that time, council also explored the idea of opening the tennis courts up to the general public, and asked staff to look at other spots in town where tennis courts can be built. The other locations included Peel Street property, existing location of Cameron Shores Tennis Club, Town of the Blue Mountains 10th Line Recreation Property, 125 Peel Street, campus of CareSite, Bayview Park and the Beaver Valley Community Center. In the meantime, Events for Life approached the town in August about acquiring town-owned property for a new home. At the time, council directed staff to work with the organization on possible sites and report back in the future. The town SAO suggested the town pursue a municipal capital facility agreement with Events for Life for the property. Under such an agreement, the town would continue to own the land and Events for Life would lease the property from the town for its new facility. The property was identified as the preferred location due to its proximity to Thornberry, the property being large enough to host the size of building planned by Events for Life and the fact that construction would be possible within a 2-year time frame. Council turned down the idea at the end of last year, asking for more information in a staff report. The latest discussion on the matter again stirred up a vocal crowd with more than a dozen letters included on the council agenda in opposition to the Events for Life Center being located on the Peel Street North property. At the meeting, several local residents made presentations both in favor and opposed to Events for Life using the Peel Street North property. "Our amazing organization continues to grow every year," said Kathy Butler of Events for Life. "It's time to build our forever home." David Lewis said the center did not belong in the midst of a residential community. Several of the letters submitted were from Cameron Shores Tennis Club members who suggested the request by Events for Life had jumped the line in front of the tennis club's request for a new lease. By leapfrogging the Cameron Shores Tennis Club analysis, the Peel Street North site has possibly been rendered unavailable for outdoor tennis, stated Arnis Pukaitis, a member of the tennis club executive, in a letter. Bruce Tuckey accused staff of rushing a report, skipping the proofreading step, and directing it at one conclusion, to recommend the gifting of valuable land via long-term lease to a private group that benefits a very small number of citizens. He said the 300 or so residents who live near the property would object to the removal of park space and tennis courts. A letter from Catherine Schultz and Michael Seguin said the residential area has no green space or parkland outside of the Peel Street North property and questioned whether the process to respond to the Events for Life request has been transparent and accountable. Other letters echoed the same sentiments about transparency and missing park space in the area. Deputy Mayor Peter Bourdignon said he was concerned an us versus them discussion had arisen in the community about Events for Life possibly using the Peel Street North property. He noted there are a number of options available that should satisfy all the concerns. Events for Life is a phenomenal organization, he said. They have come to the town asking for our help. As a town, we have the means to help. There is a world where people can coexist. Council ultimately voted to have staff examine and prepare a report about a number of different possibilities. At the conclusion of the debate, Kevin White, board chair of Events for Life, thanked council and staff for their support and hard work on the file and said Events for Life is anxious to work with the town and other groups in any way it can. We are at the ready for as many meetings, discussions and coffees to find a solution that is going to work for everyone, said White. We're ready to help through this process and ensure we come to a great conclusion.